Marvel Comics releases a new Spider-Man comic book today. That's not really a headline. They've been doing that for decades. But this is a completely new Spider-Man, literally. It's not Peter Parker anymore. It's Miles Morales, a half-Black, half-Hispanic teenage protagonist. And Nicholas Gazin joins us now, comics expert at Vice Magazine. Good morning.
Hello, Celeste.
Have you read these comics?
I haven't. The announcement to make them is pretty new.
Okay, so what is your reaction to the idea that, I mean, Spider-Man has always been, there's plenty of comics like Green Lantern where you'll have somebody coming in all the time and it's changing, but that's never been Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's always been very much about Peter Parker, young, white nerd from Queens.
Wisecracking, yeah.
Well, this is in a series called Ultimate Spider-Man, which has been around for about 10 years. It's supposed to be a hipper version of Spider-Man, and I haven't seen it recently, but I remember it being a lot of cool haircuts and a lot of references to cell phones and the internet. So that's how you know it's a pretty hip take on Spider-Man.
Is this just kind of a cynical attempt to pander, I guess, to a diversity audience, a more diverse audience, as the number of Latinos goes up in the United States, then Marvel Comics is trying to play into that?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, people want that, clearly. I mean, you know, there's a lot of Latin people, and a lot of people love Spider-Man. You know, you want to see someone take that hood off, and you want it to look like you, because you want to be Spider-Man, because who doesn't relate to that? Or it seems like a lot of people do. So it could be pandering, and it could be something that makes a lot of kids really happy. It's hard to say yet.
Well, but why something like Spider-Man? I mean, number one, his backstory of accidentally getting bitten by a radioactive spider, that seems like something that's difficult to recreate. But also, this, as you say, so much of Spider-Man's popularity is built on his personality as Peter Parker, as this the nerd who, once he puts on that costume, becomes something cool. Why not choose something else?
I don't know. I mean, the whole getting bitten by a radioactive spider is very, very based in 60s radioactive paranoia. But, I mean, there's so much about Spider-Man that's very much based in the 60s, and it requires occasional updating, I guess. Like I mentioned, it's set in some sort of alternate universe anyway, so it's hard to say what the, you know, actually updating Spider-Man is. He's a loose set of mythologies that are constantly changing and, you know, somehow he's never aged, really, or not aged very much, or aged at certain points in time. If all of a sudden he's another character, why not?
Okay, so it sounds like you feel like Spider-Man's ready for an update.
All characters are loosely updated at times. I mean, you know, at one point we saw Captain America beating up Nazis, and now, you know, you really don't want to see too many Nazis in kids' comics. And Batman has been about 5 different characters, really. I mean, originally he was throwing bad guys off of roofs. And then he became kind of goofy in the 60s when the Comic Authority came in. And then in the 70s, he got high cheekbones and became very sexual. In the 80s, you know, we had Frank Miller take him on and become kind of gritty again.
Yeah, he's the Dark Knight suddenly.
And and really, you know, these characters are a set of circumstances and visual elements that are recognizable. And the various creators who take them on can adjust them for the social climate that we're in and the level of readership that we're at, because the age of comic book readers has changed a lot in America, in America at least, and in Japan and Europe.
Okay. Yeah. Nicholas Gazin of Vice Magazine talking about Peter Parker, no longer a Spider-Man, now it's Miles Morales, Spidey. Thanks so much, Nicholas. There goes the Spider-Man.